And welcome to our show, Geeks Are Wired Podcast. We're talking about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. And it has been a bit since we've done a regular episode, but now we're back. And we've never went away. We've just been, doing it, sharing the recordings.
The pod, Snake River Fandom Con.
Yes.
Recordings. That was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. So
saying it and attending it.
Yes. Yeah. So I am one of the hosts, Bill, and this week we have Ted.
That's me. I'm Ted.
And we have Anna.
Hello.
That's my Anna.
And we have Anthony.
Hi, everyone.
Yay.
Oh, I'm a little loud.
Cool thing. We were expecting Anna to be late, but she walked in just in time to announce herself. So that was pretty cool.
After we hit record, though.
Man.
Which is fine.
I went to the dentist.
Saw behind the curtain.
It's still numb.
Face is numb. Yeah. And I'm sure she hates me because I never brush my teeth. Literally don't brush my teeth. Not at all being hyperbolic or anything like that. Literally do not ever brush my teeth. Maybe twice a year. Okay, so it's not literally, but basically. Anyways, Anna is very good about oral hygiene. Guess who had a cavity?
I had a cavity.
Anna had a cavity, not Ted.
And Ted drinks soda all the time.
2 liters a day. 2 liters a day, buddy.
Without brushing his teeth.
No brushing of the teeth. I think...
Eventually the enamel will break.
I think that the plaque is building up. Loud. And it's protecting me from the acid in the soda. So the soda is eating away the plaque. And they're fighting against each other. And it's perfect. If I were to go on a diet...
That
I might
said,
get major plaque buildup and like lose all my teeth.
Your breath probably isn't the best.
What do you think?
Actually, it's not bad.
That's surprising.
Every once in a while, she like literally pushes me out of bed and says, do not even look at me until you do something about that breath.
Most of the time, it's morning breath.
Yeah. But
fair enough.
So that was fun.
Yep. That's behind the curtain.
That's one of those TMI things that I don't really believe in TMI. So,
and apparently people enjoyed them though because we also have many new listeners. Oh, you actually have not seen this. We want to appreciate all of our new listeners and
welcome.
And this is your just thank you for joining us and keep sharing with your friends. And if you want to contact us, you can reach out to geeksarewired@gmail.com by emailing us or give us a phone call at 801-896-4335. And that spells
4-3-3-3-5. No.
No, just 2 threes.
4-3-3-5.
Yeah. Or
hey,
geek.
hey.
And you also can help support us by going to patreon.com/geeksarewired and go to our... every dollar, it's awesome. It's helpful. A dollar gets you into our Discord channel so you can chat with us. It also, we are going to be posting more onto our Reddit page. I've been kind of back and forth with Reddit. But you can also talk about... We won't be as quick on response compared to Discord. We're more with that. But you get Reddit Flare now. And with $5, you get... the podcast early than normal people. And there's a $10 one, which is you get to listen so far. We may turn it to video, but we get to listen live. And then there's a $40 one, which you can advertise, or you can just give us tons of money. So we have stuff like that.
That one said sold out, Bill.
Well, there was a one. We're changing things around because I've talked to them. But yes, so welcome.
Okay. Yeah, welcome. We're glad to have you.
Yes.
We hope you stick around.
Yeah. And tell your friends.
Of course, now that I've just let you know that I don't brush my teeth, you probably already stopped the podcast and I've ruined everything.
Hey, smell-o-vision doesn't exist yet.
Yeah,
you're
they
good.
Can't smell you.
Smellcast. There is no smellcast.
No smellcast.
Just said that it doesn't, I don't have bad breath.
She didn't, she said sometimes.
I'm just saying every once in a while.
She's like, he does have bad breath, but I've gotten used to it. We've been together for 10 years. You know how, like, when your house smells, but you're in it all day, you don't notice that your house smells? It's one of those.
actually, your breath really isn't that bad.
And then
most,
there's
most
the forward
of the time
pedaling.
It's actually pretty good.
I love this woman.
All right. Well, we're going to start things off on a sad note and then just go past that.
Yeah. I cried at work, actually, the other day.
Yes.
Because Stan Lee died. I'm sure you guys know that by hearing, by the time you listen to this.
Yeah, there's probably been already lots. Yeah. Everyone already does know.
And if you haven't, I'm sorry that we're the ones to give you the bad news.
Yes. But I do have to admit, he was 95. His wife died over a year ago. I was after being married for so long, I was kind of ready for that.
Braced for it.
I was.
It's still hard.
It is. He's done a lot.
But, I mean, he's just been an amazing contribution to a lot of people's lives, our lives, and others. So, yeah. Farewell, old friend.
Excelsior. And we'll move past that. Now we're going to actually.
I'm not crying. You're crying.
That'll happen.
Where are the onions? Get them out of here.
It's his breath. So the Harry Potter location-based games, Harry Potter Wizards Unite.
Oh, I thought that said untie.
Wizards Unite. It was supposed to come out in October. Then it was supposed to come out in November. Now it's coming out in 2019. They sent out an email earlier today. Yes. So if you go to their website and you check it out, or you can sign up to get the emails, basically there is too much dark matter in the world, or so you're trying to collect it so the humans don't realize the wizarding world exists.
Again.
Yeah. Thing is, I don't think that it would be possible to, in today's world, it would be possible to keep everybody unaware of magic.
But everyone is, in Harry Potter, everyone isn't unaware. There are high-end muggles and certain muggles that know about.
But there are cameras literally everywhere now. And cameras that people wouldn't even know about when they're casting magic spells. So I think the rate at which things go viral, that like there's literally no way that they could. I understand magic exists and blah blah blah, but really like they would constantly have to be like fighting.
They could just like put a ward around them or something that just makes it to where they can't be digitally captured.
That would be the nice thing about if Harry Potter borrowed more of this part from The Worst Witch. Where we just don't see the magic. So the technology and magic just kind of
commingle and you don't notice.
Yeah.
But that's not the way the Harry Potter set it up.
I know.
And the thing is I would love to see a movie, a Harry Potter world movie, where the wizarding world came to the conclusion, like something got out, it went viral, right? And then the wizarding world is trying to figure out what to do about it. And there's one section of the wizarding world that wants to just wipe everybody's memory. But it's going to have a bad effect because it's really powerful magic and it's imprecise. So it's going to hurt the muggles in some way. Right. And so then there's a faction that wants to erase everybody's memory and that's the majority. And then there's this small minority that says we can't hurt people and we got to find a way to live with it. And I would love to see like that movie. I think that could be a really good story, but so Hollywood, if you're listening, or J.K. Rowling, I know you listen to our podcast regularly. Go ahead, write those books. I'm good.
That's the after Potter, after Harry.
Yeah. Shoot, Harry Potter could be in it. Ooh. Although.
Years later.
Man.
Or maybe not.
After watching Horns, I have a hard time seeing as Harry Potter again.
I'm not. I don't know this movie.
Oh, it was good, but he smoked.
Movie.
Oh.
Harry Potter can't smoke.
It's one of the weirdest Harry Potter movies.
He's British. Why can't he?
Daniel Radcliffe movies.
Daniel Radcliffe has taken a lot of weird roles. And I think because Harry Potter was so popular, like he can just do whatever the heck he wants at this point. But Sorry. Bill was looking up Horns, the movie, so that he could show Anthony, I think. And
I clicked on images.
Pulled up images, so there's just a bunch of Horns.
Yes. Bill, have you watched Horns?
It was not helpful.
Actually, I haven't.
You haven't.
Really good. So, like, he starts growing horns for some reason, and everybody's, like, deepest desires, they ask him permission to do the things that they always really want to do. And if they get any indication that he has said yes, they will do them. And he's trying to, like, solve this murder that kind of is pinned on him. But, yeah, no, it's really good. Like, but
interesting,
it's just,
plot.
Yeah, it's just weird because I have trouble with it because Harry Potter is smoking in the movie. And I'm kind of a...
The actor who played Harry Potter. This has nothing to do with Harry
Potter. No, it's Harry Potter, dang it. That is Harry Potter. The actors are their most favorite role.
And it's definitely not the Horns movie.
And it's weird when Indiana Jones gets in a spaceship and flies it around.
What are you talking about? I think it's weird when Han Solo pulls out a whip and...
kills Nazis?
Yeah.
I mean,
he's afraid of snakes.
I don't think it's weird when anybody kills Nazis. I think if you get a chance, go ahead, kill Nazis. Okay. But that's just me.
Well, we do live in the wrong, you know, center.
Not anymore.
Well, let's go past that.
Let's move on.
Let's just screaming past that. So yeah. The game, though, it sounds like, I feel like I have a better idea of why they may be doing it. Maybe closer to Ingress-ish with the idea of collecting
this stuff.
Which is also interesting because Ingress has a reboot, or is kind of rebooted, and mm-hmm. is now Ingress Prime. I think they're trying to get more people to, like, hey, look, remember that Pokemon game we made? Well, we have another one.
Yeah.
Yes. I was like, great, they reset everyone. I had to, like, log back in, whole everything. And then I was like, oh, it looks like they just reset. Log in. Nope, got all my stuff. I'm like, I'm still... my awesome
bad in the bottom department.
Yeah
mm-hmm.
I kind of stopped playing like midway through, so I'm only at level 8. I'm not at 16.
I really think that that's directly competing. I think that the with Pokemon Go, I think the location based games, because of their nature, people aren't necessarily going to do multiples.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've tried to. I personally haven't because I saw the futility in it ahead of time. Because I'm a little bit ahead of time.
I want to try these games though. And I'm honestly in it again.
Yeah, and you're going to go for the Harry Potter one, or how about the
Ghostbusters? I'm totally going to the Harry Potter one. There is no question about that. Actually, I was kind of bouncing between Ingress Prime and Pokemon when I was. They had a place that had lots of portals slash stops, whatever we want to call them. So this one seems interesting. The one I've been playing
is Ghostbusters.
Yes, Ghostbusters came out. It's WB put money behind it, so this has nothing to do with the others. It reminds me a lot of actually kind of a mix between the Jurassic World one and... Kind of Pokemon-ish, I guess. So you have your, there's ghosts. Okay, the portals are very random, but you also can set one down, a portable one, to pick up. If you set two, and make sure you pay attention where you set it to, because I set mine on the edge of my circle, by my house, which I don't think anyone else can see. This is your own personal one. I have to literally walk to the edge of the corner of my house now to go spin it or go get it so I can get my... And there, did you guys ever watch the cartoon?
The real Ghostbusters or Ghostbusters? Because
Slimer and the real Ghostbusters.
Okay, yes. Yes.
And
yes.
The real Ghostbusters.
I watched that back in the day.
So these portals are the Ghost Realm portals they made. Remember the containment units started getting too full? So they started like throwing the ghosts back into their original realms? This was the portal to the Ghost Realm.
Don't remember
okay.
that.
Okay. So these portals that you spin, like Pokestops or whatever else, or you visit...
are portals to the Netherworld.
Yes. So you get stuff.
That's cool.
But
they're not based on local landmarks or anything like that. They're just out there hanging out.
They're definitely, like Jurassic World, they're definitely at parks. It doesn't look like they've worked with anybody yet. Like... Mm-hmm. Google or Jurassic Park did, or Jurassic World did.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not like a Walmart stop or that I've seen.
Right.
So you still collect ghosts. Then you can level ghosts. And you question, why would you level your ghosts? Well, occasionally you have to go to the ghost realm and your science, you know, real world stuff does not work.
Yeah, you got to play Danny Phantom.
Yeah. In other words, you tell your ghost to fight for you.
Ah, so it is Pokemon.
For that
Pokemon
part.
Ghost.
Yes. So with this game, you literally could not move. It'd be definitely worthwhile to move around, and you can go catch Zool, but there is events that happen that you have to go to them.
A little backstory on there. At work recently, I have just been, when someone asked me about something, I have just been saying, there is no that thing, only Zool. And we just had a really big meeting, and I kind of blurted that out at the meeting, so that was fun.
Yes. So, if you have your ghosts, you level them up, and the nice thing about this is, unlike Pokemon, where you're questioning how strong your Pokemon really are compared to other Pokemon, and you have to download a sub app to actually look at that.
Tell, right?
Yeah.
Right.
This one literally goes, that ghost is an A, that ghost is a C, this one has that many stars, this one's that power. I mean, right. It is
you
very
can see their
built
stats
into
and stuff.
It, yeah. So you can, like, start, you know, oh, that's an F. Just, burn them and get the points off of them. And then, so you level your ghosts, so you can fight them in the other realm. You also, by not having to leave, there are two main story... No, there's one main story mode that you can just run through.
Uh-huh.
And then there is the... there's a tower you work your way up. There's a bunch of mini quest games inside.
Sounds like fun. I think that's one of the things that Pokemon Go is missing is like good storyline stuff, and they've been trying with their quests, but I think that it's really kind of weak and watered down.
And I think,
but I haven't played it in like 3 months. So
I think Pokemon is doing better than Ingress, because Ingress, that was the thing, is it was even worse on that.
Oh yeah,
there
was
no
for sure.
Goals or anything.
Just build a net and hope you can keep it open.
Yeah, but at least you know, and then chat. Oh, and that's the other thing. Ghostbusters does have a chat system like Ingress does. So you can, within a range, you can start typing messages and you talk to people around you.
Talk to people around you. Then that might be cooler,
and
right?
Ghostbusters also has their fire, water, these elemental
types.
So there's fire, water, earth, dark, and light. And dark and light are against each other, and then the fire, water, and earth are the, you know, one affects the other worse.
Right. Like the chain. Yeah.
Yes.
That's cool. I might check it out. I don't know.
It's fun.
Seems like they all kind of go against each other, but they compete. And I was playing Pokemon, and then I just kind of stopped because I don't know, I lost the will for it. Plus, I think the thing that got me with Pokemon was that, like, I had gotten these really rare.
Mm-hmm.
Pokemon, and like I had been struggling to like level them up and whatnot. Like I got an Omanyte and some of the other like prehistoric ones, and I had gotten one of like each of them.
Nice.
And you know, I had only got them because I like played all the time and just ran into them at times. And then they started doing the community days where they were just everywhere, and I'm like, it's who cares if you've got an evolved Omanyte now?
Yeah,
like everybody does. That logged in for that day. Mm-hmm. And I'm like,
well, it's just like here how like getting water Pokemon is kind of a chore.
Right.
Unless there's a community day for it. But then other places, that's really easy. So
see, but like that's kind of what I liked about it is that like if I have a friend who's near water and I'm here like in the mountains, I'm going to have a bunch of rock Pokemon and dirt Pokemon or whatever. Maybe wind because it's freaking windy in Pocatello, Idaho. But you know, I my friend from San Francisco doesn't get those as much, right? And so they might be a little bit more rare, so they don't have that. But they've got Magikarps out the wazoo, and we could trade. Like, I could get a bunch of Magikarps from them or whatever.
You have to be close by to trade, though, don't you?
Yeah, but okay. That's the thing. I mean, like, I could go when I go visit or whatever, you know.
Which is also fun, going around the country and mm-hmm. getting all the different styles.
Yeah, and I mean, like, it was really fun when Anna and I, we went to Tahoe this year and met some friends from the San Francisco area, and we were talking about Pokemon. We couldn't trade at that point. They hadn't implemented it yet, but we talked about it, and we're showing off all our favorite Pokemon and stuff and whatnot, and I don't know. They just kind of saturated, like, all their fancy ones.
Speaking of something I learned recently, you can multi-select Pokemon to transfer them. I didn't know that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Maybe they just added that.
I don't know.
That's interesting. Yeah.
My brother made it sound like it's been in there for a while.
Oh, yeah. Hmm. Yeah, I haven't, like I said, I haven't played in a couple months because I just kind of got burnt out. Plus, like, some of the gyms here in town, like, one color holds them and then they just sit there and camp on them and it irritates
me.
Which
is so stupid, actually. I would think you would, like, just want
to... Yeah, you'd want them to kick them out so you get the coins.
Depends on
them.
How long you've been in there.
Yeah. So I found ways to... Or I found a way that... to make it so people don't pay attention and reload up the gym with all the, you know, berries and so forth remotely. You don't battle across the Pokemon. You battle the one Pokemon, and then as soon as you beat it, you
run.
Leave. So out of the entire gym being full, only one person has been notified. You battle them, you get out. You go back in, you battle that same Pokemon, you get out, and you do this. So it's like three times before you finally defeat them. You're now down a Pokemon and that person, they...
Now they can't do anything.
Yeah. So then you just walk back and forth. If you have multiple people, what you do is one person walks in and they start battling across the Pokemon. As soon as that first person enters the second battle...
You get the next one
up. The next one jumps in.
Yeah.
And then you get at least three. So the third person jumps in.
And then you can wipe it all out.
Yeah.
One right after another.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I did notice that if I could beat them fast enough... And then Anna was going in right behind me. Like, it'd be harder to beat them, but most of the time I could beat them. Like, it wasn't a big deal, especially if they were drained. But it took it down faster. Like, they were kicked out quicker. So that was nice.
I did notice, and I don't know how long this has been in there, but you can also feed berries remotely, too. It's less effective. But
only if your Pokemon are in that gym.
Yeah.
If you feed them a golden raspberry
or it fills them to full.
Silver pineapple, then...
Wait, there's a silver pineapple now?
Silver pineapple.
What's it do?
It doubles. It's like the regular pineapple, so it doubles the candy.
Double.
And it makes the ability to catch them over 50% success.
Oh, nice.
Wow, when did they start that?
Recently. Well, it wasn't the October professor's event, but the one that just before that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's interesting. But yeah, I don't know. I just kind of, I think Anna's been playing a little bit, but not a whole ton. I think she got a Pikachu with a trucker hat or something, didn't you?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. The trucker hat or baseball cap.
The lightning on
those are the thing.
Oh, that's something else. They also opened up new shirts in Pokemon for new free shirts.
Oh yeah.
They're Ygritte symbols.
Really?
Oh. Yes. It was like, my teams, yep.
I was looking at different shirts and stuff, and I looked at a Team Rocket one, and I accidentally bought it. And, like, I requested a refund, and they gave it back. They were really quick and really responsive.
Nice.
I was pleased about that. Yeah. So if you accidentally, it does not hurt to just go in and ask.
They obviously took the T-shirt back.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, of course. But
it wasn't
like, it's, I guess it'd be different if you bought, like, 100 Pokeballs or something like that. But.
Actually,
where it was closed, I was like, and it was an ugly shirt too. I didn't even like.
Yeah,
I might have been okay with it if it wasn't a horrible shirt. So
I was thinking about, like, getting the outfit, and then I just didn't go. I was like, I have a hard enough time keeping Pokeballs.
I bought a hat and a backpack, but that's it.
Yeah. So since we're on the topic of Pokemon, the new Pokemon game comes out in like 2 days.
There's actually a lot of Pokemon.
It's right below the
news.
Patreon page tab. Tag. Okay. It's
Pokemon Go Eevee and Pikachu.
Yeah, Pokemon Go Eevee and Pikachu. Yeah, that comes out on the 16th.
Is that a separate game?
Huh?
Oh, it's for the Switch.
Yeah, it's for their console.
Does it hook up with your phone app?
Yep. Hmm. You can transfer Pokemon from the game, from Pokemon Go to the Switch version. I don't know if it goes the other way around. There's also, like, a little Pokeball that you can transfer your Pokemon to and walk them around like you can in Pokemon Go.
Oh, that's cool. You get candy
for
them or whatever.
At least in the trailer, it made noises like good quality noises, so I'm kind of wondering if...
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if that was just, like, dubbed over. Right. I'm sure it was, but I don't know if it's, like, an actual feature.
That's cool. Did you hear about the other Pokemon news? Ryan Reynolds' new project?
Detective no. Pikachu?
No, I haven't.
Yeah. So there's one person who can understand Pikachu.
Yeah.
And it's Ryan Reynolds' voice.
Okay.
And, yeah, it's coming out. What was it? It was summer next year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it looks dumb, but awesome at the same time. Like, I have really mixed feelings about it.
We're going to do some movie magic real quick, or podcast magic. And that's how it works. So, now that we saw the trailer.
Yes.
What do you guys think?
Podcast magic going on there.
I don't know how to feel about it.
Like, I told you, it's looks horrible and awesome at the same time.
I'm intrigued, but...
Yeah, it doesn't look good, but I still think it looks kind of good.
I think Ryan Reynolds as Pikachu, he's still super funny, so I'd actually want to watch it.
Yeah. No, I mean, sign me up for sure, but I think this is one of those movies that I expect to be bad and will be pleasantly surprised if it's good.
I'll admit, I don't fully expect much of anything from it. But I expect to enjoy it.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I'll enjoy it, but like the level of camp you got to be really careful when you're being campy. Yeah. Like if you go too far, you just kind of ruin it. If you don't go far enough. Yeah. I mean,
it doesn't turn.
You got to have the right level.
So,
and then there's a lot of movies that just don't do it. And where the big number, the big studio camp usually fails flat. So, but no, I am excited for that. Even though it's probably going to be horrible.
Should be fun. Either way.
I'm also very excited for new Harry Potter movie tonight. Not tonight, but this weekend.
This week. Well, it depends on when you're listening.
That's true. That's always the case.
Could also be in the past.
We went to a Harry Potter movie. If you're listening in the future.
Yeah, but this could be a podcast from 2008, 2007, or 2018, 2017... 2012. That statement could be true at any time.
So
over the last several years, almost a decade.
But we're specifically talking about
The Crimes of Grindelwald.
Yes.
Oh, that's what you
with
mean.
Magical beasts and
Magical beasts, the second one. So, I loved the first one. I haven't seen a lot of the previews for this one on purpose, because I'm
glad I didn't show it to you, because I am honestly super excited about Yungledore. And some people think I say Yumbledore.
You absolutely do.
And I'll accept Yumbledore as well as Yungledore, because it's Jude Law. Come on.
I think Jude Law and Johnny Depp is like competing. Well, that should be pretty good. Yeah. Well,
actually, I forgot his name, the main character's name. He's also amazing.
So Jude Law as Dumbledore?
Yes.
Yungledore.
Or what? Yumbledore.
Say it, Yungledore.
A what?
Yes, Eddie Redmayne. He also is really, 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 really good. But the chemistry between Eddie Redmayne and Jude Law is... Actually, they do a really good job like working with each other just from the previews I've seen.
Yeah, so I'm way excited. I mean, any Harry Potter stuff, I'm pretty much in for. I haven't read the Cursed Child book, but I really should. Do you have it, Bill? You're looking at me weird.
No, is that
Harry Potter and the Cursed Child? It's the
book,
but it was the play.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know if I have it in physical, but it's not official. So that's the other thing. It is a story, but it's not... officially part of the...
It's not canon.
Not canon. Let's go with that word.
It's written by her, right? No?
No, it's a fan one.
I didn't know. Really?
It says J.K. Rowling on the cover, I thought.
Alright. What is it called again?
The Cursed Child.
And the Cursed Child.
Not the movie. There's not going to be a movie. Well, it's a...
There script. Might be a movie. There was Google's for movie release date, so... It was auto...
You're right. It is not written by her.
Okay.
I am excited by the cast.
Because they also ended up bending a lot of the rules.
Oh, did
and
they?
They also broke a couple of them, actually.
Huh?
They actually, yeah, no, they absolutely positively broke one of the rules. If you, are you, if, I'll just leave it
Go
there.
Ahead.
No, I'm just going to leave it there.
Oh.
For our listeners.
Yes.
All right, but.
If you want, we can talk about it afterwards, but.
It says that this is a two-part stage play written by Jack Thorne based on the original story by Thorne, J.K. Rowling, and John Tiffany.
See, so she had something
was based,
to do with it.
Yeah, something to do with it, but.
So, but also, Eddie Redmayne, have you guys seen The Danish Girl?
No.
Oh, and he also played in, what's the other one? A Theory of Everything? As,
I think I did see Jupiter.
The Theory of Everything. Stephen Hawking.
Yeah. But, yeah, also, like, both of those. Real life people. Like, right. And he is, right. Yeah. No, after watching The Danish Girl, I'm all in. He can do no wrong, honestly. But yeah, so those. That's why I think I've enjoyed him. And I was really excited with him being in this new Harry Potter. And they're bringing back the majority of the cast. So, yay.
Yeah, but it looks to be pretty interesting. There's another movie I think was set for... I don't remember when the release date was for it, but it was the Battle Angel... I already forgot the title, Ali Baba and the 40 Thieves. I don't think that last one was right.
All right.
No, I don't think it was either.
Yeah.
The Battle Angel.
I'll just try that one because...
Yeah, there it is.
Alita.
Yeah, she's got these giant eyes.
Yeah, I was like, what is up with her eyes?
Yeah. She's a robot.
She's a cyborg. She has human parts.
You think?
Remember, that's what she says in the thing. You know, do you hate me because I'm not fully human?
I thought she said because I'm not human.
Or I'm not completely. No, she uses completely or fully or not something.
I thought she said not human. But then she's like, I'll give you my heart. And she hands
actually, it says
a piece of.
Unconscious cyborg.
All right. Fine. I thought it was AI. Whatever. It's all good. It looks interesting and it looked like the action sequences would be pretty cool, which that's kind of what I'd look for in a movie like that, where, you know, they kind of, it's the you know, the old story, like I find a robot in the junk pile and I build it up and make it better. And then its past comes back to haunt me because it's a secret government thing.
Mm-mm.
I mean, there's a lot of like Chobits. That's the plot of Chobits. That's,
it's cyberpunk. Nice.
There was a couple other things that are kind of like that. I
guess that makes sense.
What is it? Real Steel? Not fully, but kind of.
No, I was thinking, wasn't there? I thought there was like other like AI robot-ish thing. Oh, that's because this one reminds me of AI, but
AI artificial intelligence. Yeah, that one with the teddy bear or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
And the aliens.
Mm-hmm. At the end, way to ruin it.
Makes me think.
I just said the aliens.
Big Hero 6, like where.
Yeah, maybe that.
Kind
of. Because they take all of those magnetic things that actually kind of make up that robot.
Oh, I know. Johnny 5, that's it.
Oh. Short Circuit.
He was a military robot.
Mm-hmm. Found in the garbage. Yep. Well, actually, he just wandered off.
Yeah, maybe.
He gained sentience because lightning, which is how.
Johnny Man 5 was alive.
Came apart. Came around.
The what?
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 She's looking at me inquisitively.
I didn't catch what you said.
What's another one, actually? What the modern Johnny 5 story with the singers.
With the singers? You mean Coyote Ugly?
No. The two rappers. It also had Hugh Jackman in it.
Are they robot rappers?
No, they were regular people, but he was a robot and Hugh Jackman was the bad guy.
Wait, who was a robot?
The robot. The guy, that was the name of the movie.
Oh, Chappie.
Chappie. Yes, Chappie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Chappie.
I enjoyed that movie. That's like,
really liked
it was a really good robot movie.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm hoping this is a good robot movie too. Because like AI was an okay, actually AI was a good robot movie that was instantly like destroyed by everything else that followed. It was like, oh, that was good for its time. Great. Now we move on. Like, I would still go watch Johnny Five.
Yeah. What was it? Bicentennial Man, huh?
Ooh. Yes.
Huh? Yeah. iRobot.
That's kind of...
No. iRobot. No. iRobot. iRobot's
a
good
action. Bill is biased against iRobot because he actually read the book.
As a movie, I thought it was good.
No, it's the thing. It's a good action movie with robots. That's why I feel about iRobot. Even if I can separate the book and the movie, which I can do with a lot of things, I've had to do with a lot of things for the few books I've read, all three of them. It's a Will Smith robot action movie.
Yep.
That's how I feel about iRobot. Terminator is a better iRobot. All of the Terminators.
But the whole point of iRobot was that the robot was supposed to be benevolent.
No.
Like, have benevolent intent that is manifest malevolently. Like, it takes the rules and just...
Tweaks
like,
them a bit.
Like,
it misunderstands the purpose of it. And they do that in the book.
Well, doesn't necessarily misunderstand the purpose of it. The purpose is to keep humanity alive. Well, we can do that.
Well,
that's
the first
fine.
Rule, yeah.
Yeah, we can do that, but they keep killing themselves, so we're going to save them from themselves. So it's benevolent, right? It wants to save people, but it's going to do it in an authoritarian way because...
iRobot was like that?
Yeah, that was like the whole plot.
Yeah, because you have the three rules. One, don't harm humans. Two...
No, I remember that.
Everything a human says as long as it does not break rule number one. And three, personal... or keep yourself out of harm's way unless it breaks rule two or three or one.
A one.
So basically, if I tell a robot to kill you,
yeah.
It will not because it breaks rule number one.
Mm-hmm.
If I tell the robot to kill itself, it will because rule two trumps rule three.
Killing itself doesn't necessarily.
Rule two is do what the human says. Rule three is self-preservation.
Yeah.
Rule three, self-preservation, just don't, as long as it does not break rule two or one.
Right, and that didn't, so why would it kill itself?
Because I told it to.
Right, but self-preservation.
Is rule three.
Rule three, which is trumped by rule two.
He has to kill himself because rule two, which is a higher ranking.
Rank, yeah, it takes precedence.
I thought they were equal.
No, they are actually
that's me only.
But there was another one that was that, like, you have to preserve human life.
That's the, well,
even
that's the
at
first,
the risk of
okay.
your own.
Well,
because the first one's like do no harm, but then there is
it's
encoded in the first one.
That's the first.
Yeah.
Well,
we're doing this from memory, guys.
Know,
none
yeah.
of us looked it up.
I forget what the official words are of the three.
So I'll look it up.
So
robots.
But anyways, the point was is that it decided that protect human life meant protect human life from human life.
By the way, if you look up iRobot, it goes to the vacuum. You got to put the movie part in.
Yeah.
Or yes.
Yeah, the Roomba. Good old Roomba. So, but the point is that that was the purpose. Like, that was the whole plot was that
and because
it was benevolent, just trying to protect people from themselves.
Yeah, so
but Terminator, Skynet was just like, kill all life, humans. It was the same as...
Actually, didn't it kill...
The same as the Matrix.
iRobot killed humans.
Well, yes, but it did it... To protect humans.
Yeah, that's
like,
what I
like
about
its purpose.
I guess that's why I like about the
was,
book better is that they would put themselves in harm's way to protect the humans.
Well, they did.
No. The old robots did. The new robots in iRobot. The new robots.
The new robots got an update that helped them see it.
Well, they by killing human, which goes back on Terminator. If you kill the humans, you prevent the humans from killing each other.
Yeah, but that's not Terminator. That's not the state of goal of Terminator. Terminator was just, I'm better than you.
So what are the three rules of robotics?
Word for word. A robot may not injure a human being or, through inaction, allow a human being to come to harm.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
The second one, a robot must obey orders given it by human beings except where such orders would conflict with the first law. Third, a robot must protect its own existence as long as such protection does not conflict with the first or second law.
There we go.
Precedence. Operator. Or whatever.
Order of operation.
Yeah. So yeah, the Matrix robots and the Terminator robots.
Actually, no, the Matrix robots. No, the Matrix robots were preserving the human race.
Only because they needed them for power.
It's so funny, but yeah,
they were not. They would kill them all.
They're terrible batteries. Come on.
But it's a plot device. It's not supposed to be. It's just glossed over. Yeah, that's just a plot device. But the point is that.
And no, they allowed the ones living on the outside, because they even, helped that event that happen.
Well, they needed that. That was a debugger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was literally a debugger trying to make the Matrix to a point where people wouldn't just reject it.
Yeah.
So that was the whole point of letting them live in Zion, was a debugging.
And then you cleared this slate every once in a while and started all over.
Uh-huh. I feel like more computer systems need to have we're going to let the errors just kind of sit over here, and every once in a while we'll just wipe the whole system and start over.
Actually, that's how, like, when your buffer gets too full, it just, wipe everything out, start all over, your internet will work better now. Your computer will work better. I think
every once in a while you just no longer have a
bank
account.
Yeah, that's when your Windows computer blue screens.
You just no longer have a bank account because their banking system collected too many errors and had to start over.
Oh.
So then they just randomly redistribute your money evenly to everybody who had an account there in the past. And
so
start
this
over.
Is socialism?
No, it's worse than socialism.
Yeah, you're right.
Actually, you could even get around that by there'd be a rich person bank, there'd be a poor person bank. Because when it redistributes, you got to make sure you at least are somewhat of a range. Yeah,
you
got to
keep
you
got to keep the class system in order.
You wouldn't bank with people with low account balances because when that light comes.
Yeah.
You don't want your money as being associated with the poor people money.
It wouldn't be associated. It would just be given to them. You would suddenly
No,
be
you
one.
Wouldn't want to bank at all at that bank because you wouldn't want your money being associated with it because they deal with poor people. Yay, classism.
From them more. Oh. All right.
What's our next topic?
Pondering. See, we're on time. Let's jump to Spyro.
Oh, Spyro. Okay, click on the card.
Clicking cards.
Click on the link up there.
Clicking on links.
Look at the link.
This is behind the curtain on the show.
This is really good podcast material.
I know.
For listeners, click on the link in the show notes.
Yeah. And it's just the main Spyro Reignited trilogy.
What system is this on?
PS4 and Xbox. Scroll down.
Oh.
Keep going. Here. Ah. Where it says PlayStation 4, click that button.
Only PlayStation? Oh.
So it's also on Xbox One right now.
Right now?
Yes. But it will eventually come to... Wait, click it just in case. Okay, yes. It does say available now. Yay. And the reason why you can't read that button, Bill, is because you have dark mode on. I figured that out.
I figured that out on a lot of my websites. I've installed... I love all my extensions. I have a dark mode extension. It does not work on images. That's why it only kind of worked on this page.
Yeah. But
if you're...
Because it inverted
well,
the
text. Well, let's go to finish Spyro. Okay, we'll
finish
Ted
Spyro.
My dark mode, and I'll explain
I've
to
seen
listeners.
Anthony's dark mode.
Okay, so Spyro is just the first three games that were on the PS1 remade and remastered. So, if you were at the top, they keep going up.
More?
Yeah, it's just there. So, it showed the... It includes Spyro the Dragon, Spyro 2 Ripto's Rage, or if there's any European listeners, Spyro 2 Gateway to Glimmer, and then Spyro Year of the Dragon, which was the third one.
Ah.
So it just includes all that for the low price of $40.
You know a lot about
Spyro.
I love Spyro, but I've only played the first one. Have you played all of them?
I played all of them.
He knows the
three.
European title name.
No, there's not only three. There's a ton of Spyro games.
Oh, see?
I just only played the first three.
Okay.
And a GBA game. Called Spyro Orange.
Did you get the cards?
The cards.
The card game.
The Skylander one?
I don't know.
No, actually, I didn't get Skylander. I didn't think about it, but no. But yeah, it's a fun game. It's out now.
On Xbox.
It's really fun. And PlayStation 4.
Available. Oh, it isn't available now. Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's available on both of them, at least in the United States. I don't know about Europe or whatever, but yeah.
Oh, it comes with a free tattoo, it looks like.
No.
Oh, you're talking. Oh, this is all.
These are fan images.
Yeah, people made stuff. And games two and three require download via interwebs.
Yeah. So you have to have an internet connection if you buy it.
That's a great little segue to something that happened just recently as well.
Do you want to talk about it, Bill?
Fallout 76.
Ah, yes.
Bill
yes,
got this
Anna did not see this. I was surprised Ted was at work today. He kept talking about taking the entire week off as soon as it came out. Well, it came out. I went to Amazon and I bought the game. It showed up on my front porch.
Looks like a regular game with the DVD case and everything. Really pretty.
And I opened it up.
Open it up.
And I have a piece of cardboard with numbers and letters on it.
Where the disc goes.
Cardboard the shape of a disc. And it's put in the thing like they were going to put a disc. I wonder if they I don't think they planned that, right? I think they were going to do a disc and then at the last minute decided not to.
I legit don't think they were ever planning to do a disc.
I'll admit that this case is way more flimsy than I'm used to on most of the DVD cases.
Like the Blu-ray cases are like that too, though. Most Blu-ray disc cases, like I feel like they're gonna just snap.
Yeah.
The new ones, at least. The old ones are solid, but the ones that have come out recently, they're not great.
So just digital download then.
Yes, I am currently. Where am I at?
Which is kind of really crappy because if you knew it was going to be a digital download anyways.
We have 8 minutes left on this podcast, and then you're all leaving.
Is Bill going to work tomorrow?
I have 8 minutes left on this podcast.
Okay, I think Bill's calling in sick.
Yeah. I don't know yet.
I got next week for vacation. I was originally planning to go to visit my brother in Washington, but I think now Anna and my mom are going to Washington, and I'm staying behind to play Fallout. What do you mean?
Gonna have Thanksgiving alone.
What do you mean, Ted?
Hope you have fun driving the Washington woman.
You were planning on going with me.
Yeah, but that's before I realized Fallout came out.
Ted are taking off next week.
Why do the plans have to change?
Ted and Anna are getting a divorce.
There's always laptops.
Anna, we're going to buy a laptop. I'm going to get a really good gaming laptop when we make it to Seattle.
You don't even need a gaming laptop.
I am going to buy a gaming laptop in Seattle.
Actually, huh.
So he's been talking about doing that lately. This might just be the enabler he was looking for.
your operating system, you only need Windows 7. 8.1, or 10.
The only reason why they're targeting 7 is because a lot of people still only have 7 because they will not upgrade.
Yeah.
Change is inevitable.
These aren't actually... Okay, they're a little more beefy than I was expecting. My desktop is better than my laptop, but my laptop's still pretty decent. And I think it's coming up on 3 years old.
You need 8 gig or more RAM.
Also, is the internet connection required for it?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Well, especially where I'm downloading it.
I know that.
It's all multiplayer.
I think I had read something online that said that all the other people in the game were online people.
Yeah,
there's no NPCs.
You can play
I don't
an
know
NPC
how I feel about that.
See, that's the thing that actually they were even, somebody was making fun of, I guess they weren't, but they somebody was making fun of on it, was, okay, you wanted to play Skyrim and Fallout with your friends. And you complained about that the new one was better or was worse than the last one. And you always complained that the new one is worse than the last one. The last one was the greatest game ever made. Basically, we're just going to do what we want. You're going to buy it. And actually, even the Reddit page of Fallout, there was a joke going around that the moderators of the page are playing Fallout 76. And there's no nobody's monitoring the subreddit.
All right.
So... Bill's game code is KU.
Well, it's actually been used, so it should
not wouldn't
be
matter. But you might get that, if some people did try to use that over and over again, it might mark your game as pirated, and then you won't be able to play it.
I'd be sad. Because I even prepaid for this on the last day that I could get the pre-order Amazon discount.
Yeah, like I was going to say, if you would have known that, you could have just got the download, the digital copy, if you would have known that it wasn't going to come with a disc.
Yeah, if I would have known, I would have just gone to, which means I would have already instead of downloading now, you guys would be watching me play Fallout.
Game and watch.
Yes. Let's see, what else we got?
Let's play.
I guess we did talk about dark mode. There's a dark mode, people. It's awesome. It's called Dark Reader.
For Chrome.
For Chrome. I don't know about any of the others. But
I thought you'd reskin Trello. I didn't realize that's why it looked so stupid.
Yeah, that's why it looks the way it, where it looks. And where it doesn't redo images. That's why
some of them it will. Like the Wikipedia one, it will. It does actually invert it. Yeah. I don't know if you've noticed that. You don't have Wikipedia. Oh yeah,
I did have Wikipedia open.
See.
Okay, so if there is a something else, I've also.
If it's a common website, I think it will invert stuff.
Well, I think Wikipedia has a dark mode.
Do they?
Okay, I don't use Wikipedia nearly enough, especially in browser. This one's not turning it off. Maybe I no, because that should be changing. I don't know.
You broke it.
I may have. That will happen. Well, that worked.
Yeah. Some websites are good. Others are just like you look at it and like you'd immediately turn it off.
And that's the other thing that's also nice about it is that you can edit the dark and light, mm-hmm. the brightness, the contrast, the sepia, which I had to look up. If sepia is basically the browns.
Yeah.
It's what old pictures kind of have. And then the grayscale. The last version, the grayscale just straight up didn't work. Now it then I had a website that I turned it all the way on because it kind of liked how the little bit it did change. And then I went back to it after they updated it and it was straight up a black and white page. And I was like, that's grayscale. So you can also set each individual page to be specific how you want. And
for a certain
website. Oh, you did that on
too.
Jenkins, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. And you also can do that for like, okay, so like this one, I have dark mode and the keyboard shortcuts. So I turned dark mode on this off, but this still on this one. So you can manually turn them all on and off, turn individual ones on and off, change the look of individual ones. So it's really nice, and I like dark mode because my eyes feel much better.
So I prefer, you know, being a computer programmer, I look at text on a screen all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And I do prefer the darker IDEs for that. So like a dark background and light text like that. But I tend not to configure things because the world has beaten me down so much that I've just given up. So because I used to configure Windows, like I had it very specific way. I'd set my Windows box up whenever I got it. And then slowly each feature that I used to like configure Windows to the way that I liked it got removed and I could no longer do that thing. And so instead of like fighting with it, I just gave up and took the default settings.
Or you have an IDE that we use at work that likes to completely crash and eat itself and you have to start over.
Oh yeah. If you do anything fancy too, man, it won't like it. You try to pull it out in two windows.
Another thing I hate about that IDE is like you can make it go in dark mode and the code looks fine. But if you open up the graphic editor, like for the PCFs.
So if you want that,
still white.
Yeah.
And it's like really.
It's terrible. Some of my coworkers really actually have it set like that, and I do not like it. I do not like it, Sam.
Like if there's a way to invert or like change the color scheme of those, I would totally do it, but I don't think there is. And this is not going to make any sense to people because they have no idea what we're talking about.
Okay.
But
so.
New Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. The winter is coming in April.
It's already here.
Winter's been here for a while, dude.
April 2019.
Late fall? I'd say it's more late fall. It still gets kind of cold some days, though.
I've already thrown a snowball and danced.
I meant in
How
Game
did you
of
already
Thrones.
Throw a snowball?
Because I danced. Because there was a party for the snow gods, and I had to oblige.
All right.
I actually met in Game of Thrones.
Yeah, with that one, the Game of Thrones, though. Yes.
Winter's already there.
But no, they're bringing winter.
It's
yeah, the walkers are bringing winter. They're not called walkers. What are
they? The wizard walkers.
What are they called?
Wizards?
White walkers.
The white walkers. Okay, they are walkers. Okay.
Yeah, the white walkers are the wizards, and then I forgot the sub ones are called. Because I thought the zombie ones were different names. Weren't they?
Death. They're called Death.
No, I think it's the big...
Anyways, the new season's coming out in April of next year. It's very exciting.
It doesn't give a particular date, but they at least did give a month. Oh, I guess that is the one. What are the little ones called then?
I don't remember now.
Or the normal ones? Well, let's find out.
You mean the humans that are turned?
Yeah.
Or is the... Wait, are the White Walkers the humans or the White Walkers the... An ice beer. Yeah, no, that's the White Walker. I thought they were different names.
I think they are.
And yeah, we don't remember, and I didn't read the books, and it's been like, what, 10 years since I saw the last season? I don't know, that's what it feels like.
It's been a long, cold winter since yeah. the last season of Game of Thrones.
I don't remember. I barely remember. I'm surprised I actually remember there were White Walkers.
If you remember, you didn't remember. I had to tell you.
Somebody did.
They're just called Whites.
Oh, the Whites. Okay.
That's much less exciting.
I know.
Than I thought it would be.
That'll happen. Well, with that, we should wrap things up so you guys can leave and I can go take a bunch of, take a random code from everybody so the nukes don't launch. Remember,
how much time do you
got
left?
No nukes in my, on my thing.
How much time do you got left?
I don't know. I'm probably
good luck with that.
I know. All I need is one. Hey, I can play right now.
Yeah, we got to go.
Do it.
Famous last words.
Oh, you want the famous last words?
I don't want to mess up your podcast. You probably shouldn't. Well, you already did it.
All right, you can click the play button.
Well, now your recording is going to be slow.
Oh, no. Wait, I got hit yes. Okay, there we go. We're back. It's installing more stuff.
DirectX. Yeah.
Famous Steam last words. Go, Anthony.
Watch. Okay, don't watch Bill play Fallout because he's not streaming it because he's a loser.
I might, actually.
You might stream it?
This is tied to my Twitch.
Well, if he streams it, then...
good luck finding
him. Yeah, good luck finding him. Unless he puts out a link to the Patreon.
Famous last novel.
Hey. No one said how long the famous last words had to be, okay?
I guess I would say just so long, Bill, because I won't see you in the next day or two.
This will probably need to be bleeped out, but Pika Pika!
Chew!